Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 29th of December. No, it's not. It's the 28th of December 2016. And this is the 503rd Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm just sitting on my back step and it's raining. It's been gently raining all day so far, and the birds are really enjoying it, and so is the earth, and so am I. It's a lovely, lovely soft day, and I've just finished my editing, and I'm about to have some lunch. I'm also going to do a little bit of work on this odd chapter. I mentioned a few, or maybe a week or so ago, that I had found a chapter when I was looking for a new app to do my mole writing in. And so I'm going to have another look at that and see whether it's retrievable. It's very much a writing day. And I've just seen something out of the corner of my eye that I wouldn't have found if I hadn't decided to sit here and record this because of the lovely sound of the rain and the birds. I never sit here normally. The step's a bit low, and usually I go out to the back of my shed, which has a good step on it. So this is a very unusual spot for me. And what I have seen is a lost sock. It's lovely colours. The sock was knitted, this and its partner, were knitted for me by a friend, and they're sort of autumn colours, like golds and olivey greens and things. And the colours have merged perfectly with the sort of leaves and debris on my path to the back. So I'm not surprised. I never saw it, especially in the rain, that you can hardly see it at all. So what a gift. That's really fantastic. They are my favourite socks, and I just couldn't think how I could have lost it. I mean, I've kept the other one sadly on its own in the drawer. It's probably been out here for about 6 weeks, so that is a lovely treat. So as I was saying, I really enjoy this rain, this gentle rain. It just completely softens everything. I guess people are inside, so there aren't lawnmowers or shrieks or anything like that. And also the glare is less. This time of year is very, very glary, even in the house. And so it just really softens everything, and I'm in my element when it's like this. So I'm so pleased that it's like this. I do hope that whatever you're doing today, that your environment helps you with it. I know meditation and things like that do help us to not allow the outside to invade us in quite the same way, but it can be quite hard work, I find. And so if the environment is good as well, then it is really time to enjoy it. So I do hope that you can find that too, either create it or for it to happen to you in the way that it has for me today. I'm going to go and see if I've got anything in the fridge for lunch that isn't sweet. I seem to have mince pies and Christmas pudding and stewed fruit and a number of other goodies, but not actually anything that's very healthy. So I shall need to investigate. Thank you very, very much for listening today. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.